Last Sunday we celebrated the feast of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit. So 1 week later we are celebrating Blessed the Holy Trinity, the Blessed Trinity. God, who is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We believe and we profess our faith in one God. However, this God has manifested himself in our world in three persons: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Of course, whoever has a mind that always needs to understand everything, to believe in that, will have a hard time when we talk about the Holy Trinity, because we cannot understand it fully. We cannot grasp the immensity, and we call that, you know, as in many prayers, we repeat a word that we say in the liturgy, and throughout history, many of the saints and, you know, people, holy people, they have written and reflected and prayed over this, and it is called the mystery. Now, that's a word that today, if you go, I don't know, Netflix or somewhere to find a movie, and you go for the genre and you ask for, try to look something under the title of mystery, I don't know what is coming up, you know, might be scared to see what is, you know, might be a mixture of scary things or, I don't know, Sherlock Holmes movies, something that will be, you know, that in 2 hour movie you have to find out who killed who and who's the assassin, who's this, who's that. Well, that's not the idea. And quite often, it's interesting, quite often I find myself trying to say and to convey a message, but I try to clarify some words that I use because, or the liturgy uses, because the common use of the word today is not the same as it used to be. You know, the meaning or the use of the words, they change with time. A mystery in faith, when we talk about it, you know, we say every Mass, this is the mystery of faith, is not something that is hidden away. It's not something that we cannot understand a little. No, it is something that is revealed to us, yet we cannot take or understand the fullness of that reality. It is a reality, but we cannot understand the fullness of that reality. There will be always something more. The Holy Trinity, throughout history, there were some saints that tried to send the message. I wouldn't say, I would say the word explain, but it's not something that we try to explain. No? It would be very presumption for myself trying to say I'm going to explain the Holy Trinity. However, it is like St. Patrick in Ireland, either Irish here. How did St. Patrick try to explain the Holy Trinity when he was preaching? He would use the example of a clover. He said, well, one plant, yet three leaves. He used that simple way, that was his way of telling the Trinity. Others would use H2O. What is H2O? Water. That you can have in the liquid state, solid, and vapor. But still, H2O. I think that's too much chemistry for me to try to understand that way. But just to, You know, no matter what we try, no matter what words we try to use, it only will grasp. So I believe those who did a great job on talking or reflecting on the Holy Trinity are the saints that in many ways they pass their search, I believe it is a search for God, and they wrote that in form of poems. St. John of the Cross, he lived in the 15th century or so in Spain. He, a friend of St. Teresa of Avila, well, I don't know how friendly they were, but they were about the same time. He, in one of his writings, which I can't remember exactly which one, but he has beautiful poems. I think one of the most famous of his poems is The Dark Night of the Soul, which is a beautiful one. But he would mention and would always talk about this longing that is present in us, in every human being. The longing for something or someone that is greater than us. The one that we want to see, to meet, to know. The longing for God, in other words. And he would give an example. That longing is like you looking ahead and seeing a high mountain. And you see that, you believe that God is in the top of that mountain. And you will try to climb it, to go up. And you're going to struggle, and you're going to fall down, and you're going to go up again, until you reach the top. But the moment you reach that top, of course there is a feeling of, I have conquered this mountain. But also, it's not a feeling of happiness. It's not a feeling of complete fulfillment, because you were climbing that mountain to meet God. And then you're going to feel in yourself a great emptiness. Not an emptiness of saying, oh, I'm not worthy anything. No. An emptiness because that longing for God will still be there. And you're going to see, look ahead, and you're going to see another high mountain that you have to start to climb again. You're not the same as when you were down there. You have conquered one mountain, but there will be another, and another, and another. Why? Because the mystery, it is great. The more you get to know, the more you need, you have that longing to know. I find this a beautiful way, because that's our journey of faith. If you realize, you know, I find so many people say, oh, my faith is so small, I can't seem not to progress. Well, it's all God's mercy. And there is no moment that you're going to say, well, that's it, we accomplished. No, that's what we look, that's what we long for, that will be a reality whenever we have the grace to meet our Creator and Savior. That's the longing we have in our lives. So when we talk about the Holy Trinity in this mystery, I think it's a time for us to look into our hearts and see, are we still feeling that longing for God? Are you still searching for God? Not as the one who's going to search, oh, I look here, now he's not here. So some people, they will be their whole lives knocking at doors until they find the door that will adequate itself to their idea of God. That's not what I'm talking. Here I'm talking this search that is will bring happiness and fulfillment to our lives, yes. But we always give what St. John of the Cross says, that sense of emptiness. Not unworthiness, but emptiness, because that's what will drive us still to search and to look for God. We are invited to do that, as the Holy Trinity the Blessed Trinity that was present, the Spirit present from the beginning of the Word. You know, we heard in the book of Proverbs in first reading how it was present everywhere, how in the fullness of time the Son of God came into the world, and how the Holy Spirit still guides and inspires each one of us and the Church. And I would like to conclude with a prayer from another saint, great saint, Saint Catherine of Siena. And it's a beautiful prayer, and it'll give us the sense that not only the prayer, but talking about, before I said the prayer, about the Trinity, the idea that even though it's a mystery that is beyond our complete understanding, it is very present in our lives. Every time we begin a prayer, we begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Trinity. We conclude our prayer with the Holy Trinity. We baptize, according to what Jesus, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, is, so go into the world, teach to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the Trinity has been there. And that's how Jesus taught us, and that's how God wants to be known, as much as we can say that we can know God. But the prayer concluded this prayer of St. Catherine of Siena, that we can make our own prayer today. Eternal God, Eternal Trinity, you have made the blood of Christ so precious through his sharing in your divine nature. You are a mystery as deep as the sea. The more I search, the more I find. And the more I find, the more I search for you. But I can never be satisfied. What I receive will ever leave me desiring more. When you fill my soul, I have an even greater hunger, and I grow more famished for your light. I desire above all to see you, the true light, as you really are. I have tasted and seen the depth of your mystery and the beauty of your creation with the light of my understanding. I have clothed myself with your likeness and have seen what I shall be. Eternal Father, you have given me a share in your power and the wisdom that Christ claims as his own, as your Holy Spirit has given me the desire to love you. You are my Creator, Eternal Trinity, and I am your creature. You have made me, you have made of me a new creation in the blood of your Son, and I know that you are moved with love at the beauty of your creation, for you have enlightened me.